It is Monday, February the 10th. We have 10 games to talk about. Luka Doncic probably making his debut, not confirmed yet, but it does appear that way. Some injury news. Joel Embiid questionable again for tomorrow. That's probably not news, really. Let's get into all of it. No time like the present. This is the Monday pregame show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere that you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. All right, as I clear whatever's in my eye away, we have 10 games to talk about, just some very quick injury news that I guess doesn't relate to tonight's games. So anything, we're getting dribs and drabs about tomorrow. Joel Embiid is questionable. Paul George is available. Again, not really news. If you've got Embiid, you're just used to this. OG Anunoby has been, so he was upgraded to doubtful. He has now been upgraded to questionable for tomorrow night. That's usually an indication that a player is close. And knowing the Knicks, that probably means he plays. They do like to run their guys out there as much as possible. Bradley Beal doubtful for tomorrow night's game against Memphis with his toe injury. Kevin Durant is questionable. A couple of Raptors still out. Jakob Poeltl, RJ Barrett, both out. That's sort of it for tomorrow, I think. We can probably get... Yeah, I think we can get into the games now. Let's do that. Let's... Oh, I actually haven't even set up the screen. There we go. Now I have first game of the night, Atlanta at Orlando for Atlanta. Newly appointed All-Star Trae Young, probable, should play. Clint Capella, look, he's off the injury report, which would indicate he's available. He was also off the injury report for the last game. So he probably plays, but just be aware that this doesn't necessarily mean he plays tonight. If he does play, that will impact Larry Nance, obviously. Nance was pretty borderline anyway. Capella is also borderline with the way Okongwu's been playing generally. He wasn't great in the last game, but has been playing well. What do we want to look at here? It's probably those new acquisitions. George Niang in the last game played really well. Where does he fit? What's his role? Is he someone we need to roster? Look, he's definitely someone I think you can take a flyer on at this point. That last game was against Washington, so I think you need to factor that in. And I do think with if Capella is back, Nance will play a little bit more at the four, probably impacts Niang a little bit. LeVert, they'll ramp him up a bit. I figure he'll play more than what he played in the other game. Muhammad Gay is also available in this game. He didn't play in the last game because he was down in the G League. So, yes, Niang was good. I don't think he's a must-roster player. I think he's someone you can add if you want to just see. But I think he'll need 30 minutes consistently, and I'm just not sure he gets it. But I could be wrong. For Orlando, let's keep an eye on Goga Badadze and his minutes. Hopefully they can start trending up into the mid to high 20s. That's where we need to be, I think, for him. Cole Anthony and Anthony Black, both streaming targets tonight with Jalen Suggs likely out again. Do remember 10 games, so check your rosters before you just go adding players. You may not actually have a roster spot available San Antonio head into Washington. For the Spurs, we're still sort of diving around for some clarity here regarding Chris Paul and Stephon Castle and Jeremy Sohan. Castle was very good. No, sorry, he was, well, bad. He was not great, then he was very good, and then he was fine. Chris Paul was pretty good, then bad, then bad. Sohan, I don't even remember, honestly, with Sohan. I think all three of them are holds at the moment. I feel like one or two of them will sort of separate themselves from the other. I'm not sure which is which at this point. I do think Sohan pushes into a 30-minute role at some point. And then it probably comes down to Chris Paul or Stephon Castle. Does Sohan start? If so, who drops out? The Chris Paul, De'Aaron Fox pairing has, I guess you could argue it's kind of worked, but not, hasn't been overly successful. They're probably still trying to figure this out. So as I said, just hold them and see what happens. For Washington, Keyshawn George returns. He missed the last game after being added in a ton of leagues. I'm still not sold on him as a must roster player. It's not like he's a guy stepping into a large role after playing 10 minutes furthest, like up to this point. He has had a relatively significant role this season. The value's been up and down. So absolutely someone you can add and see what happens here, but I'm not convinced just yet. Much the same for Bob Carrington. Those two are sort of on that borderline cut line for me. I'd rather have Koulibaly at this point. Brogdon, only playing 20 minutes. I don't think we can roster him. We know we're not getting Smart or Middleton until after the All-Star break, so we don't need to worry about them at this point. Rashawn Holmes will continue to start. Alex Saar, that injury's been weird. He was almost back playing, and then he's just been out for another week. So don't know what's going on there. But for the time being, it's Rashawn Holmes, and then in deeper leagues, Tristan Vukcevic. All right, Minnesota at Cleveland. That's not lining up. That's better. For the Wolves, Mike Conley, Anthony Edwards, both questionable to return. If they are back, Alexander Walker goes from an add to a stream. Jalen Clark played very well in that last game, but obviously if Edwards is back, you can go ahead and drop him. And the same goes for Rob Dillingham. For the Cavs, Max Strus questionable. DeAndre Hunter will make his debut for Cleveland. He hasn't been injured. There's no reason to think he would be on any sort of a minutes restriction here other than the fact that he is new to the team. But I still think he's going to come in and play 25-plus minutes. You know who he is. His points, his threes, his free throws. Beyond that, not much. Maybe that changes here. We don't know. Probably a hold. I doubt he's available anywhere. If he is, a good flyer for tonight, a good stream guy. And if you're holding him or rostering him, yeah, hang on for a couple of games. And we'll see. They obviously bought one player in and sent two out, George Niang and Caris LeVert. So there are minutes here. Ty Jerome also probably gets a small bump as a result of the trade deadline. If Max Strus is out, there are a lot more minutes to go around for Hunter, Jerome, Merrill. Not sure if they'd move Hunter into the starting lineup there. They may, because, I mean, the Wolves are fairly long. They have Jaden McDaniels at the three. If you bring Ty Jerome in, you're going very small. So maybe they would bring Hunter in there. But anyway, nonetheless, I think he is worth holding for now if he feels a need for you. Charlotte at Brooklyn. What a barn burner this is going to be. For the Hornets, LaMelo Ball returns. Nick Smith, Josh Green, Musa Diabate, Isaiah Wong, all questionable. This is just going to be standard now, I think, for the Hornets. We're getting very close to that time of the year. Good that LaMelo's back. he's going to have to do a lot. If Smith is out, if Isaiah Wong is out, then KJ Simpson gets a pretty significant bump here, as does Seth Curry. So I would look at both of those guys. Hopefully we get an update quite early. I'll just make sure we haven't had anything. No, we haven't had anything in the last 15 minutes. Center rotation. Mark Williams is out. They are listing him as not with the team. Situation I'd like to monitor. Obviously, everything that went down with this rescinded trade and the fact that the Lakers haven't really said much. Look, you don't know. You're not inside his head whether this is impacting him just from a mental standpoint. I really hope it's not, because he's had a great season. He's built up his value again, and whether hopefully he just doesn't sort of think that public perception is now going to be quite negative because everyone's going to view him as this injury risk, and do Hornets fans think the same way? Is he annoyed at the team for trading him? There's a lot of stuff going on here. He isn't injured at the moment, so this is purely just him not wanting to be with the team or not ready to rejoin the team. So if you have Mark Williams, you just have to hold him and hope that this is something he can work through quite quickly and get back on the court. Musa Diabate, he left that last game with an eye injury. He's questionable tonight. If he is out, then I guess we are adding Yusuf Nurkic everywhere. He is off the injury report. He was never really injured. He was just working his way in, and then they were uncertain and whatever. So if Diabate is out, go and find Nurkic and add him just for tonight. I don't have no idea what you're going to get from him, but he should start, and he's just going to have to play decent minutes. I guess the slight concern here is that they play the Nets, so neither team actually wants to win the game. So the Hornets could certainly run Salu or, I mean, Taj Gibson's there. He probably gets some minutes. So I don't think Nurkic is going to come in and play 30-plus minutes or anything like that, but could definitely play 20 to 25, especially if Diabate is out. If you're holding Diabate, I think you hope that he plays tonight. If he doesn't, then I'd probably continue to hold until we get some clarity on Mark Williams. For the Nets, no new injuries here, really. D'Angelo Russell questionable with an illness. He's very tough to hold at this point anyway. I'd rather have Keon Johnson. Nick Claxton is playing, which obviously limits De'Ron Sharp a little bit. But Sharp is, much like Jalen Smith, he's doing just enough, I think, to be rostered in standard leagues or slightly deeper leagues. So I'm okay holding on to him. And then it's, as it always is, it's pick your poison. Jalen Wilson, Tosa Nebwoma, Zaire Williams, D'Angelo Russell, Trendon Watford. On a 10-game night, the only guy I'd probably trust, and even this is a stretch, is Keon Johnson, if he's available. All right, Boston at Miami. Boston, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum both questionable, and I think I read that they both missed shoot around. Where are they? Which is never a good thing, missing shoot around. Oh, where are you, Boston guys? Man. Yes, they did. Both missed shoot around. So, yeah, not a positive, but obviously not ruled out yet. Porzingis returns. He will play. If Brown and Tatum are out, we know who we look at here. Peyton Pritchard, Sam Hauser. Probably not Luke Kornet as much. Just because they don't have a lot of flexibility to shuffle Al Horford or Kristaps Porzingis. They are who they are. So, yeah, I think it's Pritchard Hauser there that we're looking at for the Heat. Andrew Wiggins will make his debut. Tyler Hero questionable with an illness. Wiggins, have to roster him. How does he impact Khalil Ware? How does he impact Nikola Jovic, Terry Rozier, Hayward Highsmith? I've said all along, I think Jovic will still stick at about 30 minutes, and it will be Highsmith that takes the big bump down here. And Rozier, He's been better lately. I think he's okay as a soft hold at this point. Duncan Robinson also takes a hit. He's really just a three-point streamer, nothing more. All right, the Pelicans are heading to OKC. For the Pels, CJ McCollum is out with personal due to personal reasons. Brandon Boston also out. So you can see if you're watching along the starting lineup that they've got here up on Basketball Monster. Doesn't mean that's going to be the starting lineup. Javonte Green could start. Carlo Matkovic could start. Jeremiah Robinson Earl could probably start. Make sure Alvarado is rostered. Matkovic, he was an ad, then he sort of wasn't. And I don't know. He's going to need more than 20 minutes to be rosterable, I think. So if you have him, I have him in one team or maybe two, one or two. I'm going to see how he goes tonight before making a call. Zion's been playing very well. Trey Murphy, we know how well he's been playing. Eve Misi. So we're rostering those guys and then taking a shot on, well, Alvarado and Hawkins potentially. For the Thunder, Chet returns, Lou Dort returns. So it's really just Cason Wallace and to a lesser extent, Isaiah Joe that we are without here. But honestly, this could be their starting lineup anyway. On most nights, Cason Wallace probably the variable there. He could come in with Hartenstein moving to the bench in certain situations. Look, Dort, I think you could stream in Dort tonight if you want to. Not a must roster player, I don't think. Much the same for Aaron Wiggins. He's been playing very well. A hold, I guess, tonight, at least until Cason Wallace is back. And Alex Caruso, if you need those defensive stats. Golden State at Milwaukee. Steph Curry is questionable. He's dealing with a quad. I think it's a quad. Yes, quad. So keep an eye. Obviously, his availability or unavailability impacts this team significantly. Brandon Pajemski's been playing very well. I would make sure he is rostered at this point. Quinton Post seems to have locked down the starting center spot. So deeper leagues, he's probably worth an add. Standard leagues, he's still not playing enough. Buddy Hield has been, we'll say better. I'm not going to say good. If you need threes, the minutes are there at this point for him. For the Bucks, no Giannis. He, again, is out and then through the All-Star break. So Kyle Kuzma. Make sure he's rostered. Bobby Portis, despite coming off the bench, he'll still put up numbers. Don't need to worry about Andre Jackson or Taurean Prince. Gary Trent was very good yesterday. So again, if you need threes and steals, take a flyer on him. As well as AJ Green. Both of them, I think, are okay in that stream discussion. Sacramento at Dallas. For the Kings, Keon Ellis played 30, was he over 30? He was very close to 30 minutes in that last game. We don't know if that was a changing of the guard, so to speak, and they're just going to run a very shallow rotation. We know if he gets anything close to 30 minutes, he is someone we need to add. As of right now, I would still consider him a streamer only, but that could change. Jake Laravia, who was a nice pickup for them, I don't think he's going to play enough. Likewise for Jonas Valanciunas. For Dallas, no Anthony Davis, of course. Have a drink. PJ Washington is questionable after rolling his ankle in that last game. Max Christie also questionable, along with Dante Exum. So there's a bit of movement or shuffling here. If they all play, then Exum's probably not worth rostering in standard leagues, but again, deeper leagues, you're getting 20, 22, 24 minutes out of him. Max Christie, make sure he is rostered. He seems to have carved out the 30-minute role for himself. Klay Thompson, really just still in that streamer. He's probably streamer or maybe just above that level. But not, they're not sort of extending him too much. And Najee Marshall, who was good in that last game, if PJ Washington is ruled out here, I would probably go and give Najee Marshall a long look. Last game? Second last game. Portland at Denver. Portland coming off a loss, which was their first loss in a little while. Trae Young is playing. That's just come through. That's not surprising, though. So for Portland, we want to see what version of DeAndre Ayton do we get tonight. He has been very good the last 3 weeks. That's about how long this streak's been going. Last game, he wasn't as good. And this has always been my concern. How does he play when they're losing? So, yeah, we'll see how he goes. They're up against a relatively healthy Denver team who's playing well. So it will be a challenge for them. Keep an eye on DeAndre Ayton. Make sure Kamara's not available, floating around. I actually managed to pick him up in the league. He was dropped for some reason. Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharp. I still think they're both guys we need to roster. Not so much for Donovan Klingon at this point. For the Nuggets, Aaron Gordon, he's very mid. He's fine if he does anything for you. If he was on waivers in my leagues, I haven't seen him. If he was, I'd probably consider him more in a roto league. He sort of does a little bit of everything, but doesn't really help you significantly in any one category. And Strowther, who was fairly good, then bad, then good in the last game, I still think he is someone we could hold as a back-end option until we get Russell Westbrook back. And the last game of the night, Utah going to Los Angeles to face the Lakers. For the Jazz, of course, everyone available because they're playing a team that wants to win. Markkanen, Collins, Kessler all in, as is Jordan Clarkson. We're rostering all of them. We're rostering Keyonte George. Beyond that, we're looking at late season stash kind of guys. For the Lakers, Luka, probable. Austin Reeves, probable. LeBron James, probable. Dalton Connect, probable. So we're basically getting a look at their lineup. Very curious to see how Luka goes. It is a good matchup for him coming up against the Jazz at home. At the Lakers. So in front of a home crowd that is probably going to be quite excitable and passionate. Austin Reeves, who had 45 in that last game, how does the arrival of Luka impact him? Obviously, we're not going to be able to make a call on that after one game. But look, I think the minutes will be relatively safe. I think it will be Hachimura that takes the biggest hit here. Jackson Hayes, make sure he is rostered. He's not really playing typical starters minutes, but he can get you close to a double-double with 1.5, 2 blocks. Jared Vanderbilt, a nice streamer if you need rebounds and steals. As for Connect, I think he plays a little bit more than he was, but not enough to be someone we're chasing in fantasy. All right, let's just check. Anything new? Nothing new? No. Let's do some quick questions. All right. Joseph Kim. Lost Jalen Johnson and AD in a span of a couple of weeks. Any possible borderline players that could help soften the blow? Look, I have AD in 4 leagues, so I feel that. It's going to be hard to win, I think, with AD, well, potentially done for the majority of the fantasy season, or a sizable chunk of it anyway, depending on when your playoffs start. I was actually looking at the waivers last night. It depends on your league. It depends on the depth of rosters and things like that. But I was looking at, Jackson Hayes is an obvious one. If you're looking at someone to replicate his stats, Vanderbilt's an interesting one. If he can somehow push to 24 minutes, I know he's nothing like Anthony Davis, but he's a decent rebounder, good defensive numbers, generally pretty efficient. So could be a very, very, very light version, obviously without the points and that sort of thing. But he is someone you could consider. Jay Sizzle, a team struggling to make playoffs dropped Fred Van Fleet due to a full IL. Your worst players are Tobias Harris, RJ Barrett, Cam Johnson. Who do I think you can drop for Van Fleet? Well, I mean, you can drop all of them for Van Fleet. I think Van Fleet is has the highest upside, obviously. He's top 50, top 40. The others aren't. So you could drop any of them. Who would I drop? Maybe RJ Barrett might be the guy there. I mean, we don't know when Ingram's going to come in, but I do think the arrival of Ingram is going to hurt Barrett and Barnes a little bit. So it might be Barrett. He's out at the moment anyway. The other two are playing. Cam Johnson, I mean, it's tricky to know what his role is going to be down the stretch here. Tobias, I think, despite the, I don't know, modest season, the Pistons are positioned to make a push, and Tobias has been playing better of late. So I wouldn't drop Tobias Harris, only because I think of all of those three, he's probably the safest in terms of role. Shining Knight. Who would I look to trade away if aiming for John Collins? I wouldn't trade for John Collins. You can, but he's going to miss back-to-backs. Reckon Beal and Vassell would do it. One of them would. I wouldn't be moving both of them for John Collins. How far away do we think we are from Philly throwing in the towel? Well, they're going to have to make a decision soon. I said this on the show yesterday. If they want their draft pick, they need to tank. Otherwise, they're going to lose it. So they're going to have to make a decision. Now, your All-Star break is usually when we do see teams make that decision, which is why I have some concerns about Cam Johnson. After the All-Star break, I don't know what they're going to do with him. I mean, to be fair, certain teams are positioned at the moment where it doesn't really matter. They're so bad. Yeah, so we'll see. Any news on MPJ? Nothing that I have heard. Who do I like out of Grimes, Hardaway, or Nembhard, Richards, Mobo? Very different stats. I mean, do you need defensive stats like blocks, rebounds, or do you need guard stats? That will narrow that field down. Probably Grimes of the three guards. Grimes over Nembhard over Hardaway. Richards or Mobo? I think in a month it'll be Mobo. Right now it's probably Richards. What are my thoughts on Bol Bol? I don't think he will continue to get minutes. He's not a good player. He's just a good stat guy. But you're right. I mean, their other options are not great either. So, yeah, look, I mean, certainly take a flyer on him, but I do think he is just that, a flyer. Joseph Kim, Grimes or Yabusele, Heald or Krejci? Well, Yabusele is obviously the very odd one out there because he's a big. He doesn't get you the guard stats. They're all outside the top 100, so I don't think it really matters. Krejci's role has been so up and down, it's hard to trust him. Heald is threes only. If you don't need threes, don't consider Heald. Yabusele is interesting, I think, just because we were talking about the Sixers there. If they shut it down, they're not going to shut him down. So he will play big minutes, I think, rest of season. So it might be him first. He sort of does a little bit of, we'll just stuff across the board. So maybe it's Yabusele. As I said, Heald, if you don't need threes, don't even consider him. And then Krejci and Grimes. Maybe it's Grimes, only because, yeah, I don't know what the Hawks are doing with Krejci. What's the upside of Quinton Post? Do I think he's a 14-team league player? Sure, I guess. Kuminga will come back at some point. You have to remember that he will be back in the lineup, which I think is going to impact Even though they don't play the same position, I think they're going to need Kuminga on the floor, which means Draymond will play more at center. So he's okay to grab now, but I don't see much in terms of long term. Assuming that the Warriors are trying to push here, which I think they are, who would I drop to pick up Middleton? How much free agency auction money would I use on Middleton? Not much. I don't think he's going to play. Not a lot. Christie, Keon Ellis, Nembhard. Wouldn't be Christie. Keon Ellis, I don't know, asked me after the game today. We'll see what they do with his minutes. Nembhard, yeah, maybe Nembhard. I wouldn't be using a lot of money, though. I don't think he's going to play back-to-backs. I don't think he'll play more than about 25 minutes. Look at what they're doing with Brogdon. Resting, limited minutes. I think it'll be the same for Middleton. And he's out till after the All-Star break anyway. Is there any chance Derek Lively comes back at the end of this month or early March? I don't think so, no. Drop him instead to hold Middleton. I've dropped him in a couple of leagues. I had him in my IR spot. I've just moved on. Depends when your playoffs start. All of my leagues finish by the end of March. And I don't think Lively will be back playing a meaningful role in the next month at least, if not longer. Would I drop any of these players for Bub, Bouzelis, Keontae, Aaron Gordon, IQ, Pritchard? Keontae, no. IQ, no. Gordon, yes. Pritchard, yes. Is Jay Will's current rebound rate sustainable at 15 minutes? I avoided dropping him because he keeps pumping out rebounds that I desperately need. Look, it probably is to some degree. I mean, guys, it's funny when they play lower minutes or fewer minutes, they can usually maintain high per minute rate. It's when they push to 25 minutes, 30 minutes that we see the rate drop. So I think, I think so. Probably not what he's been doing, but still high in terms of per minute rate when compared to other players. Drop Io for Bouzelis in a points league. Need more upside than floor at the moment. Yes, if you're looking for upside, you could do that. Do I think you can land Luka in a trade for Trey? You could try. On the surface, you sort of go, no, absolutely not. But, the way that Trey Murphy's been playing, now is the time. If you want to try and do it, now is exactly the right time. Would I trade Steph and PJ Washington for Giannis? No, I don't think I would. I know Giannis is the best player there, but these injuries are a little concerning. Steph, I know he's missing games as well, but Warriors are pushing, so I think he's just going to have a fairly stable role. And PJ Washington should continue to have a big role with Anthony Davis out. Would I trade Embiid for Jimmy Butler? Yes, I would. If you're getting Jimmy Butler. Kamara or Bouzelis? That's a tricky one. I think if you're looking for upside, I'd go Bouzelis. If you're fairly happy with a stable floor, I'd go Kamara. We know exactly who Kamara is at this point, so I would go him as a slightly safer option, but I think Bouzelis has a little bit more upside. Do I think Ja Morant will play all five games this All-Star week? Deciding whether to start him in a weekly lock league. I hate weekly lock leagues. Or to start Hero or Scoot. I doubt he does. I don't think he will play all five games. Hero is questionable today, so just be aware of that. Scoot will play all five. Or if they have five, I don't know how many games they have. But obviously, yeah, his minutes are sort of 25 to 30. So, Yeah, and your points league just added up. I would pencil in probably four games for Jar. So have a look at four games for Jar, and then however many of the others play, and do it that way. Four games of Jar might still be worth more than five games of Scoot. Is Kleber set to be the centre heading into the end of the season if health allows it? Is he worth stashing in late finishing fantasy leagues? Current reevaluation is about 8 weeks.
He's out. He broke his foot, didn't he? So, yeah, I don't think I'd be.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. For big men, do I think Dayron Sharp is a pickup over Yabusele, Richards, and Post? I'd have him over Post, I think. I don't know if I'd have him over Yabusele. I think he's better per minute, but Yabusele is going to play 30 minutes, I think. And Sharp might, but we're not sure. Nick Richards is the tough one. Obviously, he's starting, but he's only playing 22, 24 minutes, and Sharp is pushing up to 20 minutes. So that one's pretty close. I think if you're in a position where you can treat Sharp as a little bit of a stash, if you're positioned well enough, then I'd probably go Sharp over Richards as well. Yardship, what would be a good buy low on Lowry look like? Feel many are predicting a shutdown. What if he doesn't get shut down? Yeah, I do. Well, I don't know if he gets shut down, but I do think he will continue to miss games. What's a good buy low on him? What's he been? Top 70, maybe? Yeah, throw out. I wouldn't offer a top 50 player for him. Top 80, maybe. All right, let's have a look. Any news? Lonzo Ball is out tonight. Tyler Herro is out. So there's your, if that impacts your question about the, what was it? There was a Herro question, the points league one. Anyway, Herro is out tonight. So factor that into your decision making. That's all I'm seeing there. Okay, non-fantasy. Looks like arbitrator sided with the Alex Rodriguez ownership group in the Timberwolves ownership battle. Gee, that's been going on for a long time, hasn't it? Would I drop Middleton for Jabari Smith? Ooh. I'd have Jabari Smith over Middleton. If we're looking, both are injured. So, yeah, if you've got Middleton, Jabari Smith, he must be getting closer. When did he get injured? It feels like it was start of the year kind of thing. Maybe. He could be back after the All-Star break. I'd probably do that. And of my board games behind me, which is my favourite? I'd have to look and remember what's there. My wife made me throw out a lot of them. I managed to keep some. Probably two. So I have Lord of the Rings Trivial Pursuit, but no one will ever play it with me. Because they don't want to lose. And Seinfeld Cluedo is probably my favorite one that we actually get to play together. Cookie Monster traded Hartenstein, Cam Thomas, and got Zach LaVine. That's okay. In your league, LaVine's the best of those three. And like we said, like anyone outside top 50 is really not a must roster player. So, yeah, I think that's fine. All right,
I'm going to work. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Post-game show this afternoon. Pre-game show tomorrow, probably, but you will have seen on Twitter, Blue Sky Dan and I have both tweeted out we are going to do a mailbag show tomorrow. So send your questions in, because I don't think it's a live show. We're going to record it. So go and find the tweet on my profile or on Dan's. And throw a question in there. We will be doing that recording tomorrow morning, my time, and then release. I don't know when he'll release it, but yeah, won't be a live show. But yes, thank you. Please go download. Please go like. Please do all of that stuff. I will be back later today. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.